This year marks the fifth anniversary of the OEV Film Festival, which is dedicated to giving Native Hawaiian people voice and vision through films documenting traditional and contemporary Hawaiian culture, politics, history, language, and the environment. But this year is bittersweet for documentary filmmaker Joan Lander. She and her partner Puhipau founded Nā Makaukaina, The Eyes of the Land, in 1982, and Puhipau left us just a few months ago. This year the festival is dedicated to his memory. Joan, aloha.
Aloha.
So I know it's tough to talk about, but it must be spoken of, so if you could tell us something about Puhipau.
Well, this weekend's film screenings are being held as a tribute to Puhipau, who's been my husband and partner and co-producer for 35 years. We've been making documentary and educational programs together. We met back in 1981 after the Sand Island evictions. Puhipau had been involved as a spokesperson for the group of residents who had settled down on Sand Island, and he ended up getting arrested during the eviction.
I remember
those. And
there
was a documentary made about that called The Sand Island Story, produced by Victoria Keith and Jeremy Rochford of Windward Video. And they... I was involved as an editor on that documentary and met Puhipau when he came into our post-production studios to do the voiceover narration. So we got together because he saw the power of media when that program went on PBS stations around the United States in 1982. And he wanted to start using video as a means to tell his story and the history of Hawaii. And I had been involved with video production since the mid-70s with a group called Video Lolo, and I was shooting educational programming and training people to use the small format video equipment to make programs for the new public access channels, which were just starting out in those days.
Uh-huh.
And but I wanted to produce documentaries about Hawaii, and Puhipau wanted me to help him, so it was a perfect fit, and we went on to produce about 90 programs on Hawaiian culture, history, land rights, the environment, Hawaiian language, music and dance. And now we distribute those programs on DVD through our website.
And this weekend, it's the Saturday and Sunday at the Honolulu Museum of Art, correct?
Yes.
So what are some of the featured films this week?
Well, you know, Puhipau always said that in order to bring about change, you have to know your history. So.
Right.
Back in 1993, we produced a program called Act of War, The Overthrow of the Hawaiian Nation, and that aired on PBS stations around the United States. And then the year after that, that same year we also released The Tribunal, which will show on Saturday night at 7. And this covers the proceedings of the People's International Tribunal Hawaii, which was convened by Dr. Kekuni Blaisdell in 1993. Now, Kekuni passed away within days of Puhipau passing away, so this screening is also a tribute to Kekuni and his efforts to bring awareness of the independence issue to a worldwide audience.
And that film I remember when they had Iolani Palace draped in black and the American flag was not flying. That was really powerful.
Yes.
So you also have another film coming up which will be featured, and I believe that's the Mauna Kea Temple Under Siege.
Yeah, we produced Mauna Kea Temple Under Siege in 2006, and it's so ironic that we took 6 years shooting that program, and the reason being that we wanted to capture the mountain in all the different seasons of the year, you know, both from sea level and from the summit. So we would wake up at 3 a.m. in our home in Kau and drive to the summit in time for the sunrise and to catch that red-tinted snow phenomenon that happens up there. And we were trudging around up in the low oxygen level at 14,000 feet with our 20 pounds of equipment to get these shots. And the documentary aired on PBS Hawaii and also PBS stations across the United States. But what's so amazing is that the recent demonstrations of last year, everyone had cell phone cameras and small handheld cameras, all of which were much better quality than anything we used to have in the past. And they were able to instantly upload footage to the internet, you know, if not to mention live streaming. So the whole world had access to the events that were occurring on the mountain in real time.
Right.
And as a result, you know, the social change happened much more rapidly. So it was very gratifying to us to see how access to the media has changed when we first started.
So you can continue actually being part of the scene and incorporate what is happening from people all over contributing for future documentaries, I bet.
Yeah. It made me realize, well, I mean, there's something to be said for the one-hour documentary that shows on public television and stuff, but it almost seems that these short, user-friendly videos that people are uploading about issues are much more, they get to a lot more people, you know, people don't, who don't have time to watch a one-hour program. But we still feel that our one-hour program helped to lay the groundwork for
so
the background of that.
You do feel that your documentaries do make a major difference, and they've laid the groundwork to continue making a difference.
I think so, yeah.
There are a couple of more films being featured. One of them is Pele's Appeal.
Yeah, we produced that back in the late 80s. It's a program about the, it focuses on the efforts to stop the desecration of the goddess Pele by geothermal drilling in Puna on Hawaii Island. And it kind of just brings up the fact that Pele is considered a living deity, you know, her eruption, her heat, her lava and steam, and her family includes the forest plants and the animals and other natural forces. So that issue is still alive today, you know, and it just delves into the issue of what sacred means in today's world.
Sacred means a lot of things. I wish we had more time to go on, but unfortunately constraints of time prevent me from doing it. But the Honolulu Museum of Art this weekend features the 5th annual OEVE Film Festival dedicated to Puhipau. Thank you so much for being with us today, Joan.
Mahalo.
Joan Lander is a documentary filmmaker with Namakaokaena, who document traditional and contemporary Hawaiian culture, politics, history, language, the environment, and is committed to recognizing Hawaiian independence and sovereignty. This year, of course, the festival dedicated to Puhipau. Learn more about the festival on our Facebook page, Hawaii Conversation.